Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's Royal Rumble 2019 predictions time with me, Ollie Davis, Alfacador Laurie Blake, and the other one, Luke Owen. It's the Wrestle Rumble 2019.
We get to do it at least twice a year, because we get to do it on the review show as well. And perhaps more when the greatest Royal Rumble 2 rolls around.
Yeah, we've got this inferior Royal Rumble.
Oh, no.
With women.
Oh my god,
you don't get that in Saudi Arabia.
Also, 20 less people. There's no Babatunde in this Rumble.
WWE did a thing recently, they did a wrap-up video of like the Royal Rumble entrance through the ages, and Greatest Royal Rumble was included. It is a canonical Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that was weirdly in continuity.
Yeah. It's best because it's the greatest Royal Rumble. Yeah. By its very name, it was the best one.
Which felt like it was quite sad, actually, because the video was ending previously with the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, and then it was like, and now this one in Saudi Arabia, you guys!
Yeah.
Am I right?
So this is the first predictions round where everyone in our Wrestle League, which is our Fantasy Predictions League, is going to take part in. So we are, of course, competing against each other for our recent run of predictions that have been going since Survivor Series. It's neck and neck as we record this. We don't know how NXT TakeOver's gone down. We're all tied at 30 correct matches over 100 matches in the last couple of months.
So we've done badly.
Insane.
Well, no, we haven't done badly. We've done averagely.
Yeah.
Which I think is just so consistent with us. So consistent with three white dudes in their 30s. So bang average.
And where are we placed amongst all the Wrestle Tanks and all that stuff as well? Is it fifth? Okay.
So in the larger WrestleTalk.com writers. It's just but we couldn't have booked it better. It is like we have wrestled a best of seven series and we are naturally going into the seventh match.
We are Sheamus and Cesaro about to form the bar.
It was almost like, actually, you know, with the Cultaholic thing? Well, I don't think we really could have booked that any better than how it turned out with the SummerSlam predictions. Of coming down to that one match.
Yes.
Really did work out very well. Apart from that, we lost.
We won the war with our predictions. Anyway, everyone can get involved in the new run of predictions, the Wrestle League, that starts from Royal Rumble, and then we'll give you like a form to fill in for every wrestling pay-per-view up to WrestleMania, and you'll compete against all of us. Click the I above our head to become a pledge hammer on Patreon. Everyone who pledges over $5 or more will, or just over $5 then, will be able to feature. And it's going to be exciting.
Do you want to hear some of the names that have already submitted theirs?
Hit us up.
Ewan McDonald, Scott, Martin Harmon, Asuka's future husband and EOF one-man wrecking crew skin trade, Scott Gigney, Chris Summerfield, Josh Paulson, Marcel Jura, Chris Smith, Tarzo, Jonathan Hedman, Jesse James, Gerrit van der Grift, that's a great name, Jonathan Mushish, that guy who wants to support all of these people and more.
You'll be in
an esteemed company.
Oh, man.
So shall we kick it off with our opening pre-show match?
Yes, so we've got two kickoff matches, which obviously will include the Cruiserweight Championship match between Buddy Murphy defending his title against Kalisto, Hideo Itami, and Akira Tozawa. This has every chance to be awesome. It might actually be the match of the night.
No, it won't be, because it's going to have adverts in it.
Of course.
It's the pre-show. Yeah. Like, this really deserves 10 to 15 minutes of insanity. Mm. And in the sort of 40,000 capacity stadium, get that Super Showdown vibes. It could be phenomenal, but I reckon it's going to be treated like an afterthought.
Do you like Popeyes? How do you feel about Popeyes? Yeah. You like chicken? Popeyes. Remember Popeyes?
Do you like Ronda Rousey? Yeah. Here's an advert for her match that's coming up
later. You know, there's an actual show coming on later that's better than this one. There's
with
a proper one.
Genuine
this is just,
stars. Yeah,
this is just a rubbish pre-show.
But it will have some good spots. But I'll go first. I am going to go for... I don't know what's happening on 205.
I'm so glad you opted to go first.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to lay my big balls on the table. Oh, my grapefruity... balls, Hideo Itami.
Good for Hideo.
I'm going for a title change right out the gate.
I think Itami is a good choice. Not the choice I'm making, but I think it's a good choice. as he's, of the three other guys that aren't Buddy Murphy in this match, he's the one who hasn't had the Cruiserweight title and seems to be having a bit more of a push. They did have a match on 205 this week.
Triple threat
that Buddy Murphy interfered in and beat up all three of them. I'm going Buddy Murphy. I think a big
Murphy.
Retention for Buddy Murphy, building to a match at Mania one-on-one, and that's where he loses the title potentially.
I'm also thinking there's going to be a title change.
You are?
I think because the overall card, I don't think there's going to be many at all. So this would be one to make something change.
I'm also going to go with Itami. I'm also going to go with Hideo. It's who I was thinking prior to you saying yours. But I think I'm going to go with Hideo. So, yeah, I think it's time he got some respect.
And it's juicy.
He's been asking for it for ages. He's seeming desperate now.
Yeah.
I would turn like from, to, like, respect me!
It would be Akira Tozawa, because I liked Akira Tozawa. Former Cruiserweight Champion Akira Tozawa. Remember that storyline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was worth taking it off Neville for a
for a week. It wasn't even a full week.
My only bugbear with it would be I hope Itami just gets moved into actual continuity and he can face Daniel Bryan and stuff like that. But yeah, it's not happening.
Don't be silly. So up next for the WWE United States Championship, the prestigious United States Championship that has been defended show after show. Just you can't get it off TV.
I've really enjoyed the go-home angles the go-home show. So prominently featured on Tuesday's SmackDown this
Todd Phillips just said their names
and
said, tune in on Facebook and you can watch it.
Leave it up to the imagination.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a horror film.
Sometimes where the best booking happens. It is Rusev versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I almost feel like the prediction of this is trying to guess who the champion is before we make our prediction.
It's Rusev.
It is Rusev, yeah.
I did have to think that.
But who do you think is going to be? Rusev or Shinsuke Nakamura? Laurie Blake.
Rusev. I don't think they care.
I'm also going to say Rusev.
I'm saying Rusev. I'm going to give you more of an explanation because you want a baby face to drop it to an... Or if Ray wins it, maybe Nakamura wins it to get the belt on Mysterio so you can have a US title match between Andrade and Ray at WrestleMania.
Well, I mean, I get accused on this channel a lot for always bringing up The Observer because we tend to record things on a Thursday and Friday when The Observer comes out. But Dave Meltzer was writing in there that one of the storylines that's being proposed at the moment is that this Andrade Ray feud is going to lead to an Andrade face turn and they're going to form a tag team.
I thought they were talking about putting Sin Cara with Rey Mysterio. Are we actually getting the Latino World Order?
Could be.
He talked about that before he joined
WWE
that would again. Be cool.
Because one of the things they want to keep with Andrade is to try and appeal to that Latin American market.
I'm going to say Rusev.
You going to stick with Rusev?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Rusev.
I think Rusev's a safe bet.
And he'll drop the belt pre-Mania to Andrade.
I think they clearly weren't hot on Nakamura as the US champion.
No, do you think?
And that's why it's just faded into oblivion.
Yeah.
It's weird how Nakamura, Rusev, Andrade, for the US title, they're not US.
No. Although you've added Andrade into that in your own head.
Yeah, well. That's what I can do. That
sometimes where the best booking happens. And it's crazy as well to think that this is a feud that has been going on since Crown Jewel.
Yeah. Long-term booking of its finest.
Long-term pre-show booking.
That's why you don't need go-home angles, because it's a storied rivalry, and we know we're going to get an average match.
Yeah, that will go 7 minutes, including entrances.
Ooh, lovely.
Good to go. Cut back to see what Jerry the King Lawler thinks about what's going on at JBL.
Sure, kicking off on the kickoff show.
To the main card itself. We're going to kick off with the tag team titles, the SmackDown tag team titles, because the Raw ones are not being defended on this show.
Because they don't matter either.
Absolutely not. No. Tell that to the Revival. Hey. It is The Bar versus...
No, I don't know why you said that, because that's now going to get added to the pre-show before we upload this prediction show.
Yeah, they can't add another match.
Yeah, they can.
There are so many matches on this show.
There's nine matches. That is brief for a big five show.
Two of them are going to go an hour.
Good point.
Let's just say who we think is going to win out of the Revival and Rude and Gable now, okay. Just in case.
But what if it's...
On three, two, one.
Rude and Gable and... Oh, okay. I'm not writing that down.
No.
So it is The Bar versus Shane McMahon and The Miz, the co-besties.
Well, it's your turn to go first.
Oh, you're right.
I was looking for other people to come up with your predictions.
I'm writing things down.
Have you had an original prediction?
I am going to go with Shane and Miz.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Team S&M.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Nice. With Team S&M to win the belts.
It feels like S&M watching them.
I don't think... Well, brilliant. I don't think it's going to go on for ages.
Titillating.
I was talking about the Metallica album. What are you guys talking
about?
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was talking about
sadomasochism.
Red
Room
Sex. Right, yeah.
50 Shades of Grey stuff.
I don't
50
think...
Shades of Grey.
Oh, nice. Oh,
there it is. Nice. I was trying to think of a wrestler called Grey. You were two steps ahead of me. I don't think they're going to hold on to the belts for very long. I can see them dropping them at either Elimination Chamber or whatever it is between that and Fastlane. Oh, there's Fastlane, isn't it? Between that and WrestleMania. So... And then you'll build into the Shane versus Miz match at Mania. But I think you need to have them win something before the split means anything. So I'm going to go with S&M.
Yeah, I'll go with S&M too.
Oh, you've had an original thought.
Yeah. They need longer to get people invested in them. However, they could equally have Shane turn on Miz here and eschew all that and not have you invested in the eventual feud.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping they do the right thing for booking.
Yeah. Also, Shane McMahon, tag team champion in 2019. It just makes sense.
He's always
wanted to
be.
Yeah.
I'm on the Shane and the Miz bandwagon here.
Yep.
Okay. I think this is, again, like we talk about the other titles, there aren't going to be many title changes as far as you think. Like, this is one that can change quite easily, can just go back to The Bar or The New Day or The Usos, whenever, and still sort of seem kind of prestigious. So
sanity?
Fine. No. You keep sanity. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For the Raw Women's Championship, it is Ronda Rousey versus Sasha Banks.
I mean, Ronda Rousey. Should we just get this
one?
Ronda.
Yeah, yeah. I wish it was Sasha, but it's going to be Ronda.
Did you hear the story today, the big story?
That Ronda's leaving,
After WrestleMania.
Well, this is what Ric Flair said in August.
I know.
And I reported it and made a big deal of it, and everyone was like, oh, clickbait. She's not leaving. She's here for 3 years at least. I was like, well, actually... She's only signed a one-year thing, apparently. She's been very vocal about wanting to start a family. And by the time she's past the age, she said she wanted to start it. And, I feel happy today.
vindicated.
He's got righteous fury.
Yeah.
Someone on the Discord said, I can't wait to see WrestleTalk's video, which is Ronda Rousey to AEW And I was like, unless she's called her ranch AEW, there's no other way she's going to AEW. So, coming up next for the SmackDown
All Elite Women's Championship.
Nice. Coming up next for the SmackDown Women's Championship, it is Asuka versus Becky Lynch. Mm. Now, this is a big one. And unfortunately, Laurie, we're coming to you first.
So, I don't think Becky Lynch is winning unless it's through DQ. So that's the decision I'm stuck with. I don't think Becky Lynch is winning the title here. I think she's either winning because Asuka gets disqualified, or Asuka just retains normally. So choice is Asuka heel turning, or is Ronda interfering? Mm.
But you don't have to say that. I mean, what you've just said is Becky Lynch. Asuka retains. Oh, I see what you said.
Yeah.
Because
that's the difference. It's like Asuka's keeping the title, but she's either doing it through winning or
because
it counts. She's done that thing again.
Has done that thing again. Despite the fact that it's on mute,
Asuka wins.
You're going with Asuka. I'm also going to say Asuka.
I'm going to go
with Sandy Datsun.
Yeah,
no, it's not. It's someone else.
Just mute the laptop.
Close Discord.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Laptop?
Yeah, the laptop is muted.
About shut a tab.
You can see down there, it's got a big X through the sound thing.
Mm-hmm. So why are you going for a...
Well, I think that Becky is going to be inserted into this Ronda Rousey feud going into WrestleMania. Ergo, she doesn't need to have the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Vis-a-vis.
Although a bigger question would be, who is Asuka going to then face in her WrestleMania program? Because if it is going to be a triple threat at WrestleMania between Flair, Lynch, and Rousey, like, there is no one else on the SmackDown roster that Asuka can face that is a legitimate title contender.
Baszler's coming up.
Or Nikki Cross.
You reprised the classic Asuka Carmella feud
from
the summer.
Yeah, it was a classic.
I'm also...
Can't really have James Ellsworth in that, though, can you anymore? So.
You know what? I'm going to go Becky Lynch.
Oh.
But via DQ.
Yeah.
Because I think Becky Lynch isn't winning the title, because I think she's going to enter the Royal Rumble, win the Royal Rumble, challenge Ronda at WrestleMania.
Okay, so you've already given away a spoiler for what you're saying for the Rumble match later.
Yeah.
But let's pretend that you haven't for the sake of dramatic.
But I think they're definitely protecting Becky Lynch.
Dramatic ends to sentences. Dramatic.
They're doing a Stone Cold presentation of Becky Lynch, which is very dramatic. And they are just putting her over a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think she wins here, but she doesn't get the title. And she wins the Rumble match. That's what I think is going to happen.
Okay, well, for the WWE Championship, sticking with SmackDown, it is the new Daniel Bryan versus the phenomenal AJ Styles. WWE title is on the line. I'm going to go first and say that it's a DB retention. Mm. Oliver Davis?
Well, DB also. So we've had 130 submissions to Wrestle League so far. By the way, you can join Wrestle League by becoming a $5 pledge hammer on Patreon. Click the eye above our heads to go over to Patreon. We've had 130 entries so far. This is the only match where 100% of people have agreed.
Yeah.
And they've all said Daniel Bryan.
And what are you saying?
I've already told you.
Daniel Bryan.
Bryan. Yeah. I'm saying Daniel Bryan as well, because I don't want to be the lone person who doesn't get a point on this. I'd rather we all fail or we all succeed.
That is a smart way to think.
That's not
about
how
this.
Competitions work.
This is how competitions work.
No,
this
I think
is, this be... is an average game. You've got to just play the averages.
Yeah, and no, I think it's going to be a Daniel Bryan retention. I think they're going to do a program. I'm making my stake now. I think it's going to be Bryan versus Ali at WrestleMania.
Ooh.
Whoa!
Bryan versus Ali.
Okay,
that's a really good shout.
You don't get that point if it isn't that retroactively. If it doesn't become Bryan versus Ali,
that's how it works.
This will be crossed.
This is
off.
Your terrible table thing all over again.
Desk.
Tell that to Todd Phillips. And for the WWE Universal Championship, it is the Beast Brock Lesnar versus possibly the Demon Finn Balor. Genuinely, the other day, I was in the shower, couldn't remember who the champion was. no word of a lie, I couldn't remember.
Nakamura.
No. And then I went, oh yeah, of course it's Brock Lesnar. I don't know why it took me so long to remember that. So I went first last time. Oliver Davis, who are you saying here?
I'm saying Brock, of course.
You're going with Brock.
Balor said in an interview that he doesn't think the demon will come out, which could be a swerve, but no. I don't think we're going to get Demon Balor. Because
the demon's undefeated.
Because it, I mean, Brock Lesnar's great, but he's not Baron Corbin at SummerSlam. That's a really consistent method of bringing out the demon, only for the big
real
stake
big
matches.
Guns.
I think it's more for people who irk him than it is for like actual. Oh, I need this level of competition to bring the demon out. It's just like, oh, he's mildly annoying.
I know we're being facetious here. I do think this is going to be a good match, though.
I think it's.
I think it's going to be a really, really. Good, I think Brock is going to be on form.
I think everything about the angle at Raw said that it would be like Brock seemed like. Finn was one of those few people that he goes, oh, I like you and I want this to be good. You know, like with AJ where he was like, I want this to be good. So he actually put some effort in, you know. I think that smile on his face was genuine for a lot of the match watching Finn do stuff. He was like, great, I'm gonna wrestle this guy. Yeah.
Paul Heyman's obviously such a big fan of Balor, going back to that promo in 2017, I think it was, because Paul Heyman wanted the Balor Brock match to happen at last year's Royal Rumble, but apparently Finn Balor wasn't over enough in Vince McMahon's eyes, was the report.
And probably still isn't.
No.
He's done this for the sake of doing it, really.
Yeah. You haven't got enough beef.
Yeah.
And you're David in the David and Goliath story.
And I've changed the ending so you lose.
So the reports are that this was always going to be Brock versus Finn, but they advertised it as Brock versus Braun because they thought that would sell more tickets. So it was false advertising.
I think that is a douchey move.
Which apparently is going to come. Well, I get to say that again later. Oh, yeah. Apparently. But anyway, before we get to that, Laurie Blake, what are you saying for Brock?
No shock, Brock.
You're going with Brock as well. I'm also going with Brock.
I guess you could have a Strowman DQ, and then you build to that 40th Lesnar Strowman match.
Yeah, but that just gives Finn too much ammunition to be like, oh, I'm now twice wrongfully robbed of this title.
Yeah. Just,
and if they're not going to do anything with that, what's the point?
So that brings us to the big one, the Men's Royal Rumble. So I'm going to run down the announced names
that
we've got so far.
It's easy.
Apparently, so this is what is currently being reported. John Cena is one of those advertised names, was never scheduled to appear. But again, announced his name to sell tickets.
So he's apparently starting to film on Sunday.
No, it's like, early February he starts.
Yeah. Okay.
But so then they might have to do
they're just trying to risk
stuff.
Him not getting injured. Or
yeah. Because the story was it was going to be Lars Sullivan that injured him. A storyline that essentially Triple H confirmed. Like that, the reports about Lars are essentially confirmed on the NXT conference call. So anyway, here are the announced names. John Cena, Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe, Drew McIntyre, Kofi, Big E, Xavier Woods, Apollo Crews, Baron Corbin, Elias, Jinder Mahal, Jeff Hardy, Bobby Lashley, Titus O'Neil, Andrade, Rey Mysterio, Mustafa Ali, and R-Truth. And number 30, obviously.
And potentially Batista and The Rock.
Yep.
Kevin Owens, exactly. Sami Zayn,
so we
Fandango.
Haven't got any of like. So those are the announced names on WWE.com at the time of this recording.
Bob Backlund. Is he dead?
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive, good.
Yeah. Pretty sure Bob Backlund's.
So I'll kick things off with Seth Rollins.
Okay.
I think they're going to. That they've been giving him such a blue eyed baby face push that I think.
He is still alive.
That's good to hear. That I think they're going to go all the way. They need to do something to prepare for a post-Brock, post-Roman WWE for the next year.
Okay.
They could win the Elimination Chamber to get that opportunity.
Yeah. But wouldn't Ali be a better winner there?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm really on the Ali bandwagon now. I feel like I'm sold on you. Like, it's going to be him and Brian.
That's
I was
great.
Like, oh.
He's totally facing Samoa Joe.
And also, I just think...
In the Battle Royal.
Yeah, totally.
I just think there's also... So last year, both titles... Both winners challenged SmackDown champions, right?
Yes.
So difficult, isn't
it? To give you some time to think, I'm going to say it's Braun. I think that Braun is going to win the Rumble.
His second canonical Rumble.
He's consecutive.
Yeah.
And that will be the first... Oh, no, yeah, I suppose... Austin won them and so did Hogan. But yeah, I'm going to go with Braun winning.
Wow, Braun's I didn't even shout. Think of Braun.
Yeah, you see, that's why, because he's unannounced thus far. I think he's going to be, and he's now apparently cleared to wrestle. He wrestled on Monday. Yeah. So I think he's going to be the winner of this, and it's going to be Brock versus Braun at Mania.
So
and that's where he's finally going to win the belt.
So dull.
That is good pick, man.
Thanks,
I didn't think
thanks,
of that.
Man.
Good,
thanks, man.
That is a good pick.
I did want to say Andrade, but I think Braun's more likely. but Laurie Blake, unfortunately, I'm going to have to get an answer out of you now. I've given you enough time to stall.
On a Women of Prayer, Mustafa Ali.
Whoa!
Are you seriously going for that?
Yeah, why not?
Do you want to record a music video punishment?
He might do really better on the undercard.
I might do better on all the other stuff.
Buddy Murphy might retain.
Okay. It's bold.
Right, so we've now got the...
I think they're going to give us what we want in one match, and then they're going to do something weird in the other one.
Okay.
So we've now got the Women's Royal Rumble. Do you want the announced names for this? There are more of them.
Hit me up.
So we have got Natalia, Bayley, Ember Moon, Lacey Evans, Alexa Bliss, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, Mickie James, Alicia Fox, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Zelina Vega, Charlotte Flair, Naomi, Tamina, Peyton Royce, Billy Kay, Dana Brooke, Lana, Nia Jax, Nikki Cross, and Carmella at number 30. I'm going to go first, and I'm going to say it's Charlotte Flair. And then Charlotte is going to win the Rumble. You've already said yours.
Already said mine. Becky
Lynch.
You're
going with Becky
Lynch. The man.
I can almost see them doing the double duty Becky thing, but I think it's going to be Charlotte getting the win. I think we're going to see more of a heel dynamic out of Charlotte going into WrestleMania. So I think her almost cheating to win and screwing Becky even further, meaning Becky has to win at Elimination Chamber in order to get into that match.
But the Elimination Chamber match is for the women's titles.
But it doesn't have to be an Elimination Chamber match in order to get the shot.
Oh, you just think there's going to be a match
Chamber. Yeah, where she has to earn her spots.
Okay. What about you, Laurie?
Becky, mate.
Yeah.
Going with Becky as well.
Yeah.
Becky buds.
Yeah, Becky buds.
And lastly, the bonus
should we do the
question.
Thing?
No,
it's a bit lame.
Bonus points.
They now hit each other with kendo sticks. That's.
I feel like we didn't talk about how much that line bombed from Charlotte.
Which one?
You know, where she just goes, you know, I introduced Ronda to my friend Ken, and everyone's like, what? And then she goes, kendo sticks, you know?
She should have gone, you know kendo. You know kendo.
Kendo.
It's amazing as well, while we talked about that Women's Royal Rumble, there are, you know, 30 names, and I read off a good 23 of them, and yet we only really talked about one person who was announced and one person who was currently unannounced and is in another match.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is remarkable how it feels like no one else has a chance of winning this Rumble other than those two names.
Yeah. Sasha Banks is busy. Just, you know, she's got her own things.
I mean,
on
it's not going to be Peyton Royce or Dana Brooke.
They haven't built them up enough.
Yeah. Naya.
Oh God! Can you imagine if it's Nia?
Because the women's divisions,
that'll bomb so hard.
The women's divisions have just been suffocated by the top programs. And on SmackDown, it's a great program. On Raw, it's, you know, not as dynamic. What's the bonus question then?
So the bonus question is a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble.
Either Royal Rumble match.
Either Royal Rumble match. So a name that is not announced and not on the main roster card. So you can't say Zack Ryder.
Lita.
You're going with Lita.
Lita's a very.
I think that's
such a strong. That's a
I'm just playing it. I'm nothing flashy here. I want the point.
Technically, I could have Braun because. Oh no, he's not on the main roster. Dang it! Well, he is on the main roster rather. Laurie, do you want to say yours while
Pete
I stall for
Dunne.
Time? Pete Dunne. They are in town. They're doing an NXT UK taping at Access.
Huh.
For that UK
That'll
brand.
Be filler.
Pete Dunne.
Going for Pete Dunne. Oh, I wish I had some more time. I wish I had more time to think about this. I've had all day to think about this, and I've not thought about it at all. I'm going to say Velveteen
Kushida.
Dream.
Oh, Velveteen's a good shout.
Velveteen Dream.
To sort of make you excited about that prediction, Barn Burner said they heard a rumour that he was going to debut at the Royal Rumble match, which means it isn't happening if Barn Burner reported it.
Damn it! I'll find out that he's wrestling Hiroshi Tanahashi on a Japanese house show or something, that's why he can't do it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.